You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Josie Altidore, is this really as good as it gets? Because it's still not good enough. To all the guys that I didn't mention, it's because you don't even warrant to mention. That includes you too, Wonder Boy. So, what are you guys going to do? Are you going to continue to be a bunch of soft, underperforming, tattooed millionaires? You are a soccer generation that has been given everything. So, now it's time to pay it back. Make us believe again.
Could have said it better
awesome.
Ourselves, guys. It is Dukes and Bell, and joining us in studio, the man right there you just heard, Alexi Lawless, a 94 World Cup member, guys. You know, he is a recognizable face personality, Mike. He does television. He does radio. Wow. He also does a podcast. By the way, congrats on the podcast. I really
thank you.
It.
Thank you. State of the Union podcast. It's out there. Yeah, it's not as grumpy as the old man that you heard there ranting and raving right there, but... one of my interesting days, to say the least.
Well, that's after we lost to Trinidad and Tobago.
It was
Tobago.
Before. It was before. I was preempting, and I was saying, please don't do it. They didn't listen to me.
We're going to talk a lot about United, but I just want to know what we got you here, because we got a new American coach, by the way. Berhalter gets the gig. And I know you did we talked about it, 2 weeks ago, about your podcast, where you're like, come on, pick a coach. In a nutshell, what has been the dysfunction with American soccer?
What's been the dysfunction? I think often we try to be everything to everyone. And, you know, our incredible diversity that makes what I think the United States the greatest country in the world also provides challenges. In that diversity, is diversity a thought? Everybody thinks about the game differently. What is good soccer? What isn't good soccer? I ask everybody in this room, everybody's going to have a different idea. So when you try to put 11 players on the field that represent this country of 300 million, it's difficult to put everybody together because... I believe we're trying to be everything to everybody.
Right.
We just got to say this is what we're going to be. And if you do that, recognize that it's not going to be inclusive. At times, it's going to be exclusive. So it's a longer conversation, but I think that's part of the reason right now. But look, Greg Berhalter, new national team coach, not sexy, not a sexy name. You don't think Greg Berhalter and think sex? Absolutely not. He is. In that sense, he's like the anti-Jurgen Klinsmann. Right. Not a whole lot of name cachet or anything like that. But you know what? Maybe he's not the guy that everybody wants, but maybe it's the guy we need right now to pull us out of this incredible darkness when it comes to the U.S. men's national team.
It's a great point. Alexi Lawless joining us, guys, here on Dukes and Bell. How taken back are you from what you've seen about our own Atlanta United this season?
All right, so we have this game Saturday night on Big Fox, Homer Simpson Fox. If you watch it, you will hear me say the exact same thing that I'm about to say. So here's a little preview here, only for your listeners here. When I think about Atlanta United right now, they are the MLS super club. And when I say super club, I mean the club that as many people hate as love, but also the club that is put up there where everybody else is judged against. And how have they done that? Obviously, they've been successful. They've been incredibly popular. They have made money. They have spent money. And most importantly, they have become relevant, not just relevant in this market, but relevant to everybody else domestically. Mm-hmm. And guess what? There is a global relevance right now. It's not the Los Angeles Galaxy. It's not Seattle. It's not New York Red Bulls or NYC or Toronto or anybody else. It is Atlanta United. And this community deserves a tremendous amount of credit because everybody is focused on it. And guess what? You're hosting a final this Saturday. You want to keep that super club tag? You better win it because you are a better team. I know it. You know it. The team knows it. Hell, even Portland knows it. But you got to bring it, and you got to put that cherry on top on Saturday night.
And he drops the mic and he walks out of the studio.
You heard the man. You heard the man.
It's great to have Alexi Lawless here live. Over nearly 100 caps for the U.S. men's national team, and he'll be part of the Fox broadcast coming up. The style of play, and do more teams need to embrace this, Alexi? Because this is a fun style to watch to get the casual fan involved.
Okay, well, let's hold on. Slow your roll now, Atlanta, okay? Because, as I said, you spent money, and God bless Arthur Blank for spending money, because it's not just good for Atlanta. It puts pressure on other owners to say, hey, you got to spend some money. You got to keep up. When you spend money, you hedge your bets, and they did a really, really good job of identifying some really good talent. And in 2 short years, including Almiron, who I think is just worth the price of admission, no matter where he's playing. But he gets that ball, and that man, I think, is faster with the ball than without the ball. And it's pretty amazing to watch him go. When it comes to style of play, it's easier to be to talk about a style of play, easier to be more attacking when you have a guy like Almiron and obviously a guy like Jose Martinez who puts the ball in the back of the net. But it's not all about just 100 miles an hour. They have been very, very smart in the way that they have balanced this with incredible foreign talent, but also great domestic talent. It's just it's all come together right now, and it's all you guys are great, man. You guys are great. But but I said, as just as many people hate you guys as love you guys, that's good. That's a good thing. There's going to come a time where it's not going well on the field, and I'm interested to see what this community, what this soccer community is like when the team is not good, when the team is not winning. But you know what? You don't have to think about that right now because you guys are good, and you're hosting the MLS Cup this Saturday night.
We are in the Cup. It's Alexi Lawless joining us here in studio, guys. Let's talk about a couple of guys like Michael Parkhurst. Been around. I think this is his fifth MLS Cup. You know, here's a veteran guy. I think about guys like Darlington Nagbe, who played on this Portland team a couple of years ago, and now he's with us, and the things that he's able to do and how he's able to slow the game down for us. I mean, there are some influential guys on this team, and I know a lot of the strikers, obviously Joseph and these guys get all the credit, but the makeup of this team and what they've done, I think, also plays to our success.
All right, so let's take three examples, right? You mentioned Michael Parkhurst. Michael Parkhurst grew up watching me. He grew up in Boston. He told me that once, and I told him, just go sit in the corner. Don't talk to me again. And he's an old guy now in the league. But with that old guy, you get a great mentality. You get a solid, not just a solid player, but a solid person who's been there before. I would love to see, look, I don't have a horse in this, but I would love to see Michael Parkhurst, who has lost finals, lost MLS Cups, and he would be a long list of players that have left the New England Revolution. He played for the New England Revolution many years ago, left the New England Revolution, and then won an MLS Cup, including the guy you're looking at who left the New England Revolution and also won an MLS Cup. So I think he's huge. Darlington Nagbe, for me, long an enigma in U.S. soccer, but I'm telling you, if I have a soccer team, he is playing there because this is a guy, you give him the ball, and it doesn't matter how many people are around, doesn't matter what kind of pressure is on, he will not lose it. Sometimes he'll give up the opportunity to go forward. Sometimes he will frustrate you, but ultimately, this is a guy that you want on your field, and particular for Atlanta, I think he has worked out great because is that outlet, and then he gives it to the guys that then can go forward, and that's what they want to do. And then Brad Guzan and goal. For me, this guy is very, very important. Is he the best goalkeeper in the world? No. But he is a solid goalkeeper, a good leader, someone that if I'm playing in front of, behind me, I know that he's going to save my ass at a certain point. And that's what you want a goalkeeper to do. All the goalkeepers have to save the easy shots, all right? It's that one shot that's going to keep you in the game. And there will be a moment on Saturday night in this MLS Cup final when Brad Guzan is going to be called upon to make a big save.
It is Alexi Lawless, a veritable firebrand here in studio with us as we get ready for the MLS Cup. And let's talk about those dudes from Portland. Everybody saw the Blanco goal that was unbelievable. Quality. But they've got the two Diegos. I mean, they're no slouches either.
They are absolutely no slouches. And guess what? They're sitting back just with a smoke and a coffee, just saying, all right, look, Alexi's in studio screaming and yelling about super clubs and all that kind of stuff. All the pressure is on Atlanta. But you know what? You want the mantle? You want the super club moniker? You got to live up to it. And that's what's going to happen, especially when you are so good. Portland right now, and Merritt Paulson, the owner over there, I know he's listening, he loves this. He loves the fact that everybody's talking about Atlanta and nobody's talking about Portland. They have no responsibility to come in and entertain any single one of those 70,000 people. And I know there are going to be some Portland fans out there, but they don't care. They can dumb it down. They can make it ugly. All they care about is winning. And they are very, very good at that. All they need is a couple of opportunities. Diego Valeri, these types of players that they have, you give them that one opportunity, they will make you pay. That's why I think if you're Atlanta, you got to jump all over them and make them realize in the first 20 minutes, it is over. Thank you very much for playing. It is done.
Alexi Lawless, guys, you talk about controlling the pace from a strategic standpoint, and styles make fights, right? This is how do you see it? Because they can play different styles as well, and that's what makes Portland so unique. We saw this against the Red Bulls. They got down. They couldn't do what Portland can do.
No, they can't. They can't defend in that defensive type of shape and block deep. And the Red Bulls were not comfortable doing that, and that's why they lost. And they went completely against – it disappointed me. I think they betrayed who they were. Mm-hmm. And they lost that series in that first game. Make no mistake about it. Portland's much more comfortable in that defensive block. And you know when you have those bicycle races in the velodrome, right, where they're just waiting and they're going really slowly, and then all of a sudden it clicks and they go. That might be what we have a little bit in this game because – while I think that Atlanta's going to have a lot of the possession, they want to run. Well, if it's all compact, it's difficult to run. So they might want to play the ball a little bit and try to pull Portland out. But Portland's—they're no dummies. They're going to sit in their block. So it might be a situation where something clicks at one point, and that velodrome gets real hot real quick.
Fox Sports' Alexi Lawless with us here. Also, of course, legendary of the U.S. men's national team. Played all over the world. Italy, too. Here's the thing, man, about us. Our big crisis of confidence came when we lost to the Red Bulls. We had that supporter shield, and we could have won it by beating Toronto. We gave an effortless effort. And then Tata, the players got together, had that come-to-Jesus moment. For us, at least Carl and I, we feel that the New York City match, playing in that compressed bandbox, that's one where we showed some clutch, which maybe we hadn't shown in the regular season.
And it was a little pragmatism. Look, I know that that we talk about romance and the way they play the game and all that kind of stuff. Everybody just wants to win. Everybody understands. I've never seen anybody complain about the way that they played in terms of how they won. When it comes to the NYCFC game, they were very, very smart in the way that they did it. And once they got that under their belt, you were disappointed that they didn't get the supporter shield. But guess what? The supporter shield guys, they're not going to be playing on Saturday night. All right? And I love the supporter shield. And you should, kudos to the teams, including this year for the New York Red Bulls. But this is about winning MLS Cup. Everybody understands it from the start of the season. Yes, you do well in the regular season, and it enables you. The better you do, there's a reason why Atlanta is hosting this game. The better you do in the regular season, you're rewarded for it. And they have earned the right to have this game in their stadium, in their city, in front of all their folks. So it's going to be fun to see what type of Atlanta shows up. Ultimately, all the folks out there that support Atlanta, all they care about is the winning one shows up.
Have you been in a situation, and I'm not sure if you have in your career, where a coach is leaving, like Tata, where we know this is his last match, we've known for some time. Do guys rally around that? I mean, how does that work inside of the inner workings of a locker room for soccer?
It depends what your relationship is. Some you say, all right, don't let the door hit you on the way out. Some of them you say, all right, let's send them out on a high. It looks like that there is a good relationship, but it always looks like a good relationship when a team's good and winning. We all understand that. I have not been in a situation. I'm trying to think. It's been a long time. I haven't been in a situation where somebody is in this situation where they are leaving. But if I had a good relationship, I would want them to win. But guess what? I'd want to win no matter what. And even if the guy was an ass, I would still want to win the championship, because you're not winning for them.
Right.
You're winning it for yourself and for your team and your city.
And you're a champion forever.
Yeah. And you're staying. You're not abandoning the city and the people that got you and gave you an opportunity.
Exactly.
Now let's get out there and win one for El Tata. Alexi Lalas is live in studio. If you're just tuning in, great conversation. Carl, we have a special broadcast on Saturday. So if you're just getting in your car now, we'll play the whole thing for you later in the weekend so you don't miss it. So just to reset tactically, yes, they can play a little more defensive style. Does it force us to press? And you were about set pieces, or is that a push between both these teams?
No, it's not. Actually, Portland is better at set pieces. So, and look, I always talk about set pieces. Set pieces are a huge, huge part of soccer. It's I think it's one of the keys to soccer, and ignore them at your own peril. They have been, obviously, they're important for me, being a tall guy and go up. So I think Portland has an advantage when it comes to set pieces. I think Portland has the advantage if Atlanta gets spread out and that counter happens with guys like Valeri, with guys like, and even Diego Chara, these types of destroyers, they will just, it's not dumbing the game down, because that's not fair to anybody that does it. There is a strange beauty and romance in being able to do it, but it's not aesthetically pleasing, especially to 70,000 people there to see the game and goals in Atlanta right now. So I hope that doesn't happen, but it certainly could. And the problem for Atlanta is that this Portland team is much more comfortable doing that than, let's say, a New York Red Bulls.
Coverage on Fox. I know you're all over it. You guys are going to be doing a variety of
stuff. I'm going to shower. I'm going to wear a suit and all that kind of stuff. It's going to be great. 7:30, our coverage kicks off on Fox. Big, big Fox. Homer Simpson Fox. It's going to be fun. Myself, Rob Stewart, Marisa Dew are on the studio. We got John Strong. We got Katie Witham. And we got Stewart Holden up in the booth calling the game. So, and we got cameras all over. We got cameras in the corner flags. So we're bringing everything out. It's going to be a fun Saturday night special.
We want to get you back on when this is all said and done. We love your takes, man.
Big thrill, man.
And listen, we love the fact that you're pushing the envelope when it comes to U.S. men's soccer, because it needs to be.
Thank you guys for everything you do, because I know you've been there since the start, being behind this team and behind this sport, and you should be rewarded for it, because you were able to see around a corner here. And what you guys are doing for Atlanta and for the sport of soccer, regardless of who wins on Saturday, it's wonderful, and it's being recognized and respected all over the country, and as I said, globally right now, too.
All right. Thanks, Big Red. You're the man.
You got it.
Alexi Lawless, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.